Back to Vanderbilt Stadium, Commodores fall 15-3 to Mississippi State. We're joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. We've had a lot of fun evenings on Saturdays. This was not one of them. And I know you have to credit State's defense for doing a lot of good things, but just what was wrong with the offense tonight?
Well, it was so frustrating. It's almost hard to diagnose it. We were doing just so poorly in execution and finally got executing a little bit better and making some first downs in the second half, and then we would kill drives with drop passes or sacks or poor throws, and you know, one time we dropped a snap. I mean, it was just unbelievable. It's hard to explain.
Do guys kind of start pressing a little bit, you know, when you're struggling to score and struggling to do the right thing? Does that begin to pick up the pressure a little bit?
Maybe, especially, you know, when you got some younger guys in there, and we certainly got some young guys at receiver and quarterback. But we expect them to step up and do the things they do in practice, and they make the plays in practice. They ought to be able to make them in the game.
You go to the locker room down 6-3 at halftime, as poorly as they has played in the first half. Boy, you kind of had to feel like, you know what, we've kind of dodged a bullet here. This is not bad at all.
Sure. Well, our defense played great in the first half and, you know, kept them bottled up, you know, for most of the first quarter, and gave our offense several, you know, good field position exchanges, and we just couldn't do anything with it. So, it got frustrating, but we sort of, you know, filled some gaps at halftime and adjusted the blocking scheme, and we had a little bit better time throwing the football in the second half, but, you know, we were overthrowing, dropping passes, you know, maybe they were pushing too much.
Did State do anything defensively that was a little bit of a surprise?
You never surprise anything that anybody does anymore, but things that they haven't done before, they've never brought that much pressure. Mm-hmm. And they were bringing that free safety off the backside, you know, just, you know, continually. And he just gave us fits all night and then changed it up a little bit after that. And, you know, we just didn't execute on offense to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bobby, is that one of those things where if they're bringing that pressure, if you make them pay for it a couple of times by hitting a hot receiver or something, you might slow that pressure down a little bit.
Exactly, and we just weren't executing well enough to hurt them. I mean, they had no reason not to keep bringing it.
We'll take a break, come back, continue with Coach Johnson right after this. Welcome back to Vanderbilt Stadium. Commodores fall tonight 15-3 to Mississippi State. We continue from the Commodore locker room with head coach Bobby Johnson. And coach, let me go ahead and ask you what will likely be the first question asked you on Monday night on the call-in show. And you've already said that all these problems certainly are not falling on one person, but did you ever consider going to Mac?
Well, yeah, always. You just consider it and you talk about it, but, you know, you go out and, you know, next series we, you know, get a well-thrown pass or complete a couple, and you get a well-thrown pass and somebody drops it, you can't blame the quarterback. So we decided to stay with Larry. Might have been a good idea to go somewhere else, but we didn't.
Well, hindsight's always 20/20, I guess,
sure,
in that regard. But mm-hmm. Now you're talking about drop passes. We saw a bunch, obviously. We saw some last week. How do you address that in practice? I mean, it is a big deal, but we've talked about things like that before. If you talk about it, and you can almost make it a bigger deal, depending on how you handle it, I guess.
Well, you go back to fundamentals, and, you know, you make sure they're doing that correctly, and then you demand their concentration at practice. And if you can catch them in practice, you can catch them in the game. If you can catch one of them, you can catch all of them. So that's my thoughts about it. And, you know, we need to get better. We need to concentrate more. And receivers have got to catch ball. That's their job.
Boy, as rough a game as Brett had, you know, earlier in this season, he was terrific tonight, wasn't he?
He was. Brett punted well and had a good average. And he also had 5 of 7 inside of 20. A couple of those last two, I mean, if we could have pinned them down a little bit.
Yeah.
But he was trying to be a little bit too fine there probably. But it was good to see him punt well, and we changed up a little bit to give him a chance to kick it instead of rugby so much, and I think that helped him.
Zach got hurt tonight or banged up tonight, and so I guess you weren't able to utilize him nearly as much as you would have normally, correct?
He got hurt. Casey Hayward got hurt, and you know, we had a migraine and couldn't play. You know, it's just you know, that time of the year where, you know, people get banged up, and you know, we did a really good job. We had some defenders get hurt, and our staff did a good job of getting some people in there and rotating them around, and some played nickel, some played corner. It was crazy there for a while.
Well, now you got to kind of work on this, put this behind you, get ready to go to Rice next week. They lost tonight. What was your, when you got the guys in the locker room tonight, and I know you're going to talk to them later on tomorrow or whatever, but what was it the focus for you to telling them tonight?
Well, we had, number one, that, you know, we only have ourselves to blame for this one. And it starts at the top. You know, we all, you know, all take blame. And, you know, you just can't say we played bad. We didn't coach very well either. And the other thing is we got a lot of football to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can, you want to sit around and pout, you know, that's not the attitude that we want. We want to come back. We want to work hard. We'll start in the weight room tomorrow. We're going to have ways to get better, and we're going to present them to them next week. And, you know, we expect them to step up and say, hey, I want to get better, and we are going to get better.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe.